USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Boris Johnson is considering an audacious attempt to win a second term as prime minister only weeks after he was forced to step down. His successor, Liz Truss, quit on Thursday after 6 weeks in power over her disastrous economic plan. Well, the race is on. Former Defense Minister Penny Mordaunt has declared her intention to seek the post, while Johnson and his former finance minister, Rishi Sunak, led potential contenders. More to come on Monday. Hospitals in at least 43 states plus D.C. report that they are grappling with the early surge in pediatric respiratory illnesses. In an interview with Good Morning America on Saturday, Dr. Anthony Fauci, President Biden's outgoing chief medical advisor, characterizes the surge in cases as particularly problematic as we head into flu season and the colder months. Fauci says that adds to concern of a new COVID variant emerging.
Have anywhere between 100 and a few hundred deaths per year. We're seeing a surge of it now, more so than in previous years.
There's an unwanted visitor in New York City. It's polio.
The CDC is considering using an oral polio vaccine to stop an outbreak in New York City. The Big Apple continues to detect the virus in sewage samples from Brooklyn and Queens. One person was also left paralyzed from the virus over the summer. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau ordered an immediate freeze on new sales of handguns on Friday. The move, the latest in a series of steps Canada has taken to restrict firearms. Trudeau, speaking in Vancouver on Friday, had this to say.
We have frozen the market for handguns in this country, and our ban on imports that took effect in August remains in place. This is one of the strongest actions we've taken on gun violence in a generation.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
If former President Donald J. Trump decides to fight the subpoena issued to him on Friday by the House committee investigating his attempts to overturn the 2020 election, his lawyers are likely to muster a battery of constitutional and procedural arguments for why a court should allow him not to testify. In the most basic sense, any legal argument seeking to get Mr. Trump off the hook would merely need to be weighty enough to produce 2.5 months of litigation. If Republicans can pick up enough seats in the midterm elections to take over the House in January, as polls suggest is likely, they are virtually certain to shut down the January 6th committee, a move that would invalidate the subpoena. American Picker star Danielle Colby recently revealed to her fans that she's suffering from incredibly painful uterine fibroids and that she's scheduled for a hysterectomy. She took to Instagram on Thursday to share a picture of herself in a hospital chair wearing a surgical mask and holding up a Dunkin' Donuts cup. I have a lot of feelings right now, but my most prevalent and overwhelming feeling is gratitude, she began. If you want to know more about my health journey, you can read my very lengthy post on Patreon. There's too much to even begin trying to explain it all in the limited space allowed. The 2022 MLB playoffs are down to just 4 teams, each vying for a spot in this year's World Series. The American League Championship Series shifts to the Bronx for Game 3 of the Houston Astros against the New York Yankees. Houston won the first 2 games at home and holds a 2-0 lead. In the National League Series, it'll be Game 4 between San Diego and Philadelphia. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.